This portion of the EG3 podcast is brought to you by Kurtz Energy Bars. I recently became a Kurtz ambassador a couple weeks ago, and I just incorporated these energy bars into my training resume, and they have very delicious flavors. Cody, our guest, have you ever tried them?
Oh, I love Kurtz Energy Bars. They are amazing, especially that cherry chocolate one. Oh. Chef's kiss.
Yeah, well, my favorite one is the blue raspberry one. Yeah. So that's very good. But go there. Go to the website, Kurtz.com. Check them out. The code, 30% off, is Fast Eddie. Yes, Fast Eddie. Yes. So go make sure, make Kurtz bars part of your training plan today, whether that's training for Chicago, New York, Berlin, all of the above. Go check those guys out. All right, this is the original EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer, the third, a.k.a. EG3, and I have a special guest. You just heard him. You guys should know him. Cody Dyke, a.k.a. the Slow Eddie, or yesterday, Cody, saw a picture of you going high on the finish line, or I'm going to have to start calling you Air Cody. But yeah. Cody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, buddy. I'm doing good, man. Yeah, living a little bit above the rim there at the end of that half marathon yesterday.
So. In the middle of all that heat and humidity. So we're going to get right on into it. So, yeah, we were just talking in Red Robin, midnight run. It was a midnight 5K and 10K. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people, I wake up, check out social media, and like a lot of people took part in that. So how did you do?
I did pretty good. I was I ran the Rock Island half marathon yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Had a pretty good pace set for that. Didn't really have any expectations, but through about 9 miles, I was on PR pace and I kind of fell off a cliff there, but didn't really have expectations last night. Was just going to get some more miles in and enjoy the run. It was nice and cool compared to last year. And so I did the 10K last night, and I actually ended up PRing my 10K and had my first sub-1-hour 10K. It was pretty nice.
Nice, man. Congratulations on that. That's awesome. That's awesome. And from there, you did the midnight run. You got to see several of our KC running peeps out there. I know several of them PR'd last night, too. I saw Haley PR. Shout out to her. She did well. Several others. John, my buddy John, did a 10K there as well. So maybe next year I might have to jump in on this midnight run.
You're going to have to, man. It's a lot of fun. You can put a couple lights on and just go have a good time. You know, last year it was really, really hot and humid. That storm we had yesterday afternoon that rolled through kind of cooled it off. So it wasn't cool, but it wasn't miserable like it was last year out there. So it was actually a lot of fun. Beautiful night. A lot of friends out there. A lot more people than what I was actually expecting. It was, I don't know, probably 300 or 400 people. I was kind of thinking it'd be like 200, but yeah, a lot of our KCRC family, KC Endurance was out there, and then some of our usual suspects from our run groups, but a lot of fun.
Nice. I'm going to have to put that on the calendar for next year, and there's going to be another night run in a couple weeks, the Glow Run, is it called, something like that? Yeah, I might have to jump in on that. Yeah. In a few weeks, we'll see how I feel with the upcoming races, but I'm definitely gonna mark the midnight run as part of next year's races. But for those that don't know, Cody, how'd you get involved with this whole running deal? How you get involved with this
this craziness?
Craziness, yeah, craziness. Running races every weekend, sometimes doing back to back half marathons, and
No, so a few years ago, I'm 33. At the time, I was 30, just after 30. I was almost 31, and a bunch of my friends that I frequented, we would go out to the bars and stuff and hang out, and we had a really good time. I really honestly didn't see a change in that unless I got married somehow, but that's not ever going to happen, it seems like. They all got married and settled down. So they all got married and settled down and stopped frequenting the bars. And I was just like, why am I still doing this, you know? And one of my friends at work said, hey, we should do a marathon. And I laughed at her. I was like, you're insane. There's never going to be a possibility of me doing a marathon. And I got to thinking about it. I was like, I like to challenge myself, and that sounds like it'd be a good challenge. I need to do at least one, you know. So I was looking around at how to even get involved with the running community and jumped into a 5K, the Stars and Stripes 5K, and it was just like an addiction after that. Like, it slowly trickled into, like, a few weeks later, I did another one. And then the next thing I know, I have one every weekend. I did my first half marathon at Casey Garmin.
Mm.
And so that was July of 22. At this point, I think I've done 34 half marathons now. And did my first full marathon at the beginning of this year in Little Rock. And then I'm right now right in the middle of training for Berlin and New York this fall.
So,
yeah, it's going to be a back-to-back world majors. So.
Ooh, man. You're listening to Cody Dyke here on the original EG3 podcast. Yeah. How was that first marathon in Little Rock there? We were just talking about it. Well, I brought it up just a while ago, and the course seems really hilly from what I've heard, what people have told me.
Yeah. So, you know, I was pretty trained up. I was feeling good. I made one of the cardinal sins of running. My training shoes, I'd done my full 16-week prep in several half marathon races, so they were kind of getting towards the end of their life, and I ran John Brown that weekend before, and my knees were kind of hurting. I was like, it's time to get new shoes, and so I bought some new shoes at the expo, same exact model shoes that I trained in. I thought I was, you know, golden. I did the 5K the day before, felt fine. I was like, shoot, we got this, you know? No, we did not have it. We got to like mile 13 and my feet were just wrecked. And
oh.
Yeah, mile 13 is when the fun starts at Little Rock.
That's okay.
You go straight uphill for about a mile or a mile and a half, and then you go back down that same hill. On the other side, but same inclination or incline, whatever you want to call it. On the back side, which just completely destroyed my feet and ruined my time, but I wasn't really worried about my time in that one. I was just trying to finish, you know, but, yeah, when I saw the elevation gain on, like, the little map that they send out, it was only a couple hundred feet, and I was like, you know, we train in KC, we're good, you know, we're used to hills. We're used to all this. And, no, it's a different animal. It's a completely different animal. But, yeah, so if you go to Little Rock and you do the full, be ready for some hills. The half marathon isn't that hilly from what I've heard, which the first half for me wasn't very hilly. But that second half is, there's like 4 miles of just brutality.
that sounds like Tulsa when I did the marathon last year. Yeah. The second half, that was brutal. No crowd support with that.
No. That's where, you know, it's funny. That's where the crowd support kind of fell off in Little Rock, too. It was like, why would you want to stand on the side of a hill cheering somebody on, you know? It's like, they waited till the backside and, you know, right before the finish. But, yeah, same thing. Same exact thing.
Yeah. That was interesting, a marathon last fall, let me tell you. But that's in a whole other podcast. I can get in that win. But, yeah, so you've had some great experiences already in 2024. Complete your first full marathon. You've been going some crazy trips.
Yeah.
I am jealous because you went to Alaska.
Yeah.
I actually have gone to Juneau, Alaska twice. One for a full summer on mission work for a full year. That experience was incredible. And then the second time around was seeing friends that I made from that mission trip, catching up with them. But you went to Anchorage, Alaska, not too long ago. How was the experience?
Alaska is just different. You know, I've been to quite a few. Well, I've never been out of the country, technically. But I've been to Hawaii, which is basically a different country, it feels like. You know, and a bunch of different other states here in the United States. But Alaska, it just feels so raw and untamed. Like, it's just, like, obviously, we have a presence there. Like, humans have a presence there. We built cities, we built infrastructure. But it's just so much natural beauty up there. And the weather was incredible. The run was incredible. We ran down the coastal trail there outside of Anchorage from Kincaid Park back up into Anchorage. It was a beautiful, beautiful course, beautiful day. That trip was trip of a lifetime, probably top three traveling travels I've ever done. So I really look forward to going back there someday. So if you ever want to go do the run up there, you let me know, man. I might have to hop in with you and come
Yeah, that's kind of, I have to put that in top five on the bucket list now. Since you guys did it. You, the Verks, Chris, Shelly Ambrose, and Larry. Yeah, you guys all did that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to put that on the list now.
Yeah, Michelle, she's crazy. She was going up there to do the half, and Shelly was doing the full. And then last minute, it was like, you know what? I'm just going to do the full. I'm like, there's that. I can never just go out on a whim and be like, I'm going to upgrade to a full marathon from a half marathon. And she did it. She crushed it, too. She absolutely crushed it.
So. Yeah. Michelle, she's a badass.
Yeah, she is. Oh, we talk about Little Rock. You talk about how hilly it was. She Boston qualified on that course, and it just blew my mind. I was like, how? I don't understand. I just can't wrap my mind around it.
I can't upgrade. Well, I probably can, but I can't do that. Like, train for a half marathon all of a sudden, like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to, right on race day, go ahead and do this full.
Yeah.
So,
it's not like going from a 5K to a 10K. Like, that's a huge leap. Physically.
That is. So, Eddie Greer, this is the EG3 original podcast. I am joined this afternoon by Cody Dyke. So, obviously, you're coming off of, I actually wanted to talk about Rock Island. Yeah, I thought about doing that, as I told you a few moments ago, and I said, I'm going to stay out of it this time. But, yeah, the big hoopla around that, obviously, is we're in late July. We're already almost in August. That's crazy. It seems like time flies. Like, every year seems like now. I don't know if it's getting older or...
Yeah, this year's really flown by.
I feel the same way. But Rock Island, the premises around that, the heat and all that, and I saw on social media yesterday, I guess the theme that I picked up was redemption. Yeah. Like, everyone was wanting to not necessarily beat their time, but beat the elements.
Yeah.
So, what do you say for you? What was your goal?
So, you were out there last year.
Yeah.
You did really well, but it was brutal last year.
Oh, yeah. I had my shirt. I usually don't run with a shirt off.
Yeah. You were shirtless last year, and it was... last year was gross.
It was brutal,
It was. And especially that last mile, because that last mile is all in the open sun concrete, and it was so sunny. I think last year it was 82 or 84 at the start of that race. This year it didn't hit 82 until the end of the race. And it was partly cloudy, so it was, degrees-wise, it was cooler and it was shaded. But the humidity was swampy out there yesterday. But for me, it was just more about, I really didn't have any expectations. I put a lot of miles in this week, and I was just really going to get some training miles in. But we went out there, and I started out pretty strong. You know, we talk about starting like an a-hole, you know.
Right, yeah.
Right away too fast at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. I kind of knew I was doing that and felt like I was doing that, but it never really caught up to me until about 9.5. And I really didn't, like, cardiovascular-wise, I felt fine. It was my legs were just kind of gassed from all the miles I put in, I think. But I was on PR pace there through 9 miles and just kind of struggled through the last probably 3.5. But it was a good, it felt better as a runner because I didn't feel like I was dying the entire time. You know, so I know a lot of people did really well at that race comparatively yesterday. And I think that what you're right on the money there with the, not really redemption, but like, I don't want to feel like I'm dead at the end of this race.
Exactly.
And a lot of people did last year. There's people laid out.
I remember that. Last year, it was super brutal. And the last 2 miles, the sun baking on you, man, I felt that. That was really bad. And when I came across the finish line last year for the Rock Island Half Marathon, I see people just sitting there, towels on their heads. I saw even people like sitting like out on the bleachers. Yeah. Kyle was one of them. I saw him. He was he was sitting out there trying to catch his breath. Yeah.
There was an older gal. I had to start my trip. She ran with a friend, and her friend had the keys of the car, and she was laying next to the car. And I was like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "No, I'm not." I'm like, "Oh no," you know, like medical emergency thing. I was like, "What do you need? What do you need?" And she's like, "I just need to get in some air." So I had my truck running. And the AC was on full blast already. So I pulled it over there and kind of got her in the door because obviously my truck's a little bit taller. She was an older gal. didn't think she can get up in there in that state. So I just opened the door and put her in there to where she could feel the cool air, and then had to go find her friend. And her friend was similar in age. She was laid out underneath the tree on that tree line right as you finish, you know, to the right.
Mm-hmm.
She was laying underneath the tree trying to catch her breath because it was so hot. Like last year was close to medical emergencies I've seen in a long time. Like there were a lot of people that were not in good shape at the end of that race.
I was even scared for those people. Yeah. That was something like last year, but at least this year, I know the humidity was still there, but yeah, all you guys were able to finish, which was awesome to see and hear from the KC running community. I talked about this in the Tuesday episode, which I recorded this morning, which will be out Tuesday. So when y'all listen to this, you should already listen to it. Or if you're new to the podcast, make sure you catch back up wherever you listen to your podcast, the EET3 podcast. But I talked about the KC running community and how it's been a huge chunk of my life this year. Like, not only like I know I haven't seen some of you guys much this year, but meeting the other people outside of that, the KC running clubs guys and gals of the world, the Ramblers of the world, the KCRC people, mm-hmm. some of those guys and gals too, what does it mean for you to be part of such of a supportive huge community like the KC running community is?
Yeah, so I've never lived anywhere else as a runner, but I've done a lot of travel races. I've done 11 states, I think, up to this point, right? So I've seen a lot of other running communities and how they kind of support each other. And all running communities tend to pretty, you know, they stick pretty tight together. But
right, yeah.
I haven't seen something quite as special as what KC has to offer, you know, through you and Will. I've got to meet a lot of the, like, there's so many folks around here that they don't even go to races. They just do group runs and stuff together,
yep,
like the Ramblers or, like, the Brew Crews and stuff.
Yeah, Brew Crew, yeah, uh-huh.
They're just, if you have something that you find interesting and running, like breweries or, you know, whatever it may be, there is a group that probably does that and that will accept you with open arms. It doesn't matter if you're running 5-minute miles or 15-minute miles. There's no discrimination amongst our community. Everybody supports each other. And just like yesterday, like, there are some people that got done and took off, you know what I mean? But
right,
for the most part, like, the core community was there making sure everybody was okay and everybody was going to finish and nobody was having any medical emergencies, you know? And they check in on their people and they uplift them and they get them through races. I mean, I'm telling you, there's several races that I probably would have never finished if it wasn't for our KC running community.
Yeah, man, that's huge. That's an important piece right there. Yeah, I would have thought. Even my time in Manhattan, Kansas, obviously there's a running community out there, but even the people around that I've gotten a chance to know, my time out there, super nice people. And I've gotten to know them for the 10 plus years I was out there. So
it's just different in KC, man. It's just, I don't know if it's the population size or what, but I mean, like, I've heard from people in New York and stuff, like, they have a big running community too, but it's not the same. It's not quite the same from what I understand as kind of what we have here.
That's what I've heard too, from at least from somebody, from a couple of people from who live up there or have gone, who've done the New York Marathon or I've listened to podcasts and they've talked about New York. It's a little bit different than what we got over down here. So, speaking of which, you're getting ready for two World Majors this fall. Woo! Berlin. So I gotta ask you this real quick. So Berlin, when's Berlin?
Berlin is at the end of September. It's the last weekend of September, I believe. Yes, last weekend of September, first weekend of October.
And that's that's 2 months out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you got me going training for Chicago in the middle of all that, and then New York is November.
Yep.
So, have you already started your training already for that? Or how's that been going so far?
Yeah, I'm kind of right. So, I got started a couple weeks late. You talked about me doing some traveling this year. I went up to Denver for their Colfax Half Marathon this spring, which was, it was a great race. It was honestly a good experience. I'll be honest, not the biggest fan of Denver, the city itself. Mainly because I'm a Chiefs fan and I can't stand the Broncos, but the city itself is kind of all right. You know, Colorado is beautiful in general, but During that race, towards the end of that race, I started having some knee pain, and I thought it was weird. It turned out to be some IT band issues, and it kind of delayed my start of my marathon trip. I like to do a 16-week program. So it put me off 2 or 3 weeks, but got started a little late. I was still getting miles in for races and stuff, but just not the training runs during the week. So I just picked right up, like, week 3. And since then, we've been doing good, just kind of putting miles in where we can. And this week, I had my first 50-mile week, so that was kind of cool. Nice. I've never done that before, but... yeah, man, we're cruising right along. My goal is to be in decent shape for Berlin, but then still kind of keep shape because New York's 5 short weeks after that.
Yeah, that's crazy, yeah.
Try to stay in shape for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks after that. So I'm kind of envious of the old Chicago. A bunch of us are going up there, it looks like, and I'm left out over here, and I feel FOMO.
Chicago's going to – I'm excited. It's going to be my first – as listeners of the podcast know, or if you don't know, if you're new to the podcast, I'm training for Chicago Marathon in 2.5 weeks. Like, that's crazy. It's coming up pretty fast. I'm excited for it. Yeah. Obviously, everyone's keeping up with Strava nowadays, and I've gotten the I've been following you on Strava lately, and all this.
That's what I was telling you earlier. I'm like, you should be ready to run a marathon right now as much as you've been running. Crazy. I'm like, Eddie just casually did 30 miles on a Saturday. Like, oh, no big deal.
No big deal at all. But, excited. It'll be my first world major. Yeah. So never in a million years would have thought that I'll end up training to be on the same course as some of these other big athletes that are more professional runners.
And you did it the hard way. You qualified for it.
I qualified.
Drawn in a lottery or you did it the hard way.
I did it the hard way. I did it the hard way. And so it's going to be super fun. A lot of us are going up there. Will, friend, so several of our KCRC friends I know.
Josh, I think, is going up there.
Yep.
Tony's probably going to be there.
I think Tony told me he was going up there. I'm pretty sure he is. And KC Run Club, I know several people are going, I think. I can't remember who's going, but there's other people that have gone that have told me their experiences about Chicago and how fun it is, but the common denominator is the crowds.
Yeah.
They tell me that the crowds are pretty ridiculous out there.
That's what I've heard. So how many marathons will this be for you? What number is
this? This would be a special one, important one for me personally, because I set a goal all back when I ran my first marathon. I ran my first marathon down Wichita, Kansas, which was a two-loop course. I still don't know why I did that, but okay, so that was my first marathon. So
it's like a turkey trot.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's horrible.
Two loops, two 13-point-mile loops. Oh gosh, that was a nightmare. But I finished it, but I set a goal to get to 10 marathons. To finish 10 full marathons. This would be my 10th full.
Nice. So there's no way you're done after that though, right? I got 10, I'm done. There's no way.
I might keep going.
You gotta keep going. This last year, you gotta get to Boston. You gotta at least get the 3 in the United States knocked out.
That's what I'm thinking now is, okay, once I get over the hurdle over Chicago and finish that, I want to finish at least the United States ones. Try to get to New York or. I already qualified for Boston, so somehow getting in that, which that's a whole other discussion there.
Yeah,
obviously, I'm not going to touch that at the moment, but yeah, I want to do at least those 3 and then maybe get lucky and go overseas and do one of the other ones. Yeah. I don't know. So
those would be fun. The worst part about those is just how expensive those trips are. I've done Berlin the cheap way, and it's still costing me a little bit of money, you know, but... No, Tokyo would be a dream, and London probably be a little bit cheaper. Obviously, if someone like you can qualify, you know, London's probably a little bit cheaper travel-wise, but Tokyo's, that's a gross flight. It's like a 20-hour flight.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard 20-hour flights.
But yeah, and just like the whole nine yards there, that would be an experience. That's for sure. Japan would just be amazing to go see.
Yeah,
you know,
that would be something. Yeah, to go over there and to do that world major. Yeah, yeah. So we know a friend of our, we know maybe a couple of friends that have done Tokyo mm-hmm. already. Yeah, yeah. So.
And Shelly just had her, she got her 6-star there,
she
right?
did, yeah.
This year?
She did. Yes, she impressive. Did. The EG3 podcast continues the original EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III here on this Sunday. Yes, Sunday. This is the second episode of the day, July 28th, 2024. I am joined by Cody Dyke, a small part of a larger Kansas City running community. Yeah. Here in Kansas City, just a few more minutes with him on this special guest edition of the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, if you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe, like, subscribe, 4 or 5 stars, wherever you get your podcast. So what has been your favorite race so far in this journey of yours as you continue to prepare, not only just for the world, your Berlin and New York, but for your other races too, what has been your favorite race? Well, let me put it this way. All right. What are your three favorite races so far?
Okay, that's a little bit easier to do. The favorite race is tough. I'll tell you, I can for sure undoubtedly say my favorite half marathon so far has been Lincoln. It was an incredible experience. I've never seen crowd support for an entire 13.1 miles like that. And I mean, every ounce of that course had somebody cheering you on, and it felt like a world major marathon to me. I've never been to a world major, but just like seeing the videos from world majors, that's what it felt like. There was just somebody cheering you on the entire time, and it was flat, so it wasn't a tough course. It was beautiful weather that day. If any of you guys know me or follow me at all, follow any of my journey, I got my first unofficial pacing job that day. There was a kid there who's running his first half marathon. The furthest he had ever run up to that point was like 3 miles consecutively.
Oh, man.
He was in college up there at Lincoln, and it was just really unexpected. I was just kind of going up there to get it done. I wasn't trying to do anything special. And he mentioned something, because it was me and a couple other people were running there for the first few miles, and he's like, yeah, I'm just trying to use you for a good pacer. And I'm like, oh, game on then, you know. He ran that entire 13.1 miles with me without stopping. Without walking, we didn't stop and walk. We ran that entire thing together, and I think he finished right at like 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is incredible for a first-time marathon or half marathon, you know?
Yeah.
So that's definitely number one for the half marathon. My favorite, obviously, Little Rock being my first marathon was pretty special for me. I had just lost my father in December of last year. So, you know, marathon training took place right in the middle of him dying. And, you know, I'm the oldest son. He was not married. So all of the stuff of the estate and the funeral and the whole nine yards fell on me. And I was doing that while training for a marathon. Mm. And then crossing that finish line in March was just like, it felt like there was just like this weight lifted off of my shoulders, you know. So that was a really special experience. Mm. And then I would probably say for my third, Flash Dash last year was pretty, because
I was there.
PR for 5K. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're flying through that thing, man. But that's a fun course.
That's a fun course, yeah.
So, Flash Dash is special. I really enjoy that race.
Yeah, Alex loves that race. Yeah. my brother Alex, he loves that race. Yeah, yeah. I didn't do it this year because I was getting ready to do that Casey Triathlon Relay. Mm-hmm. I could have jumped in and do it, but decided to save a little bit for the relay. But yeah, I put Flash Dash up there as well. I'm hoping to actually do it next year. But yeah, that's a good course. The flat, North Kansas City, mm-hmm. for a good cause, you said. Yeah.
Yeah, I plan on being, so I wanted to be there this year. And I think it was one of my travel races fell on that same weekend. So I wasn't in town. It's still my 5K PR for right now. The course is as PR-able as a course can get, I think, right?
I mean,
it's about as flat as course as there is in the area.
Yeah.
Yep. It's usually early spring, late winter, so always really cool weather, you know. Great. Brandon Russell's foundation is what the money goes to, mm-hmm. which great cause. That race itself, it's just a lot of fun. It's a really good time. So
Alex loves to hype it up. Yeah, he loves that race. Yeah, so it's like he told me like, you should do this race. So I did it last year, very fun, and I'm hoping to do it next year, to try go for a PR, yeah, for sure, next year. So we'll see. So we're in the heat, mm-hmm. approaching the end of July, about to head in August, late next week. Mm-hmm. So we're both in the marathon training. We're training for World Majors. Or if you're out there listening to this, you're training for a KC Garmin Marathon or other marathons, fall marathons like Dallas and such forth, Tulsa that I brought up in this episode. What are the keys, if you had to tell somebody that's new mm-hmm. to marathon and about to run their first marathon, what are the keys for that particular individual to help him or her have a good first experience?
Yeah, so, you know, I want to start out by saying, if it's your first half marathon or full marathon, or if it's your first race, just don't take it too seriously. Go out there. You could have a goal in mind for a time that you'd like to achieve. That's great. Goals are important, especially for runners. But don't be discouraged if you don't hit it. Just finishing the race is probably the most important part for your first half marathon, first full marathon. And then also, when it comes to the training, I always like to say to push yourself, right? You're never going to be perfect with your training. You're not going to hit all your runs at all times. Just being consistent and trying to get as many miles in as you can of your training runs. And then I like to train in the worst times, right? Right now I'm going out in the hottest part of the day to train because I know... Me getting used to that heat and running in that heat and putting those miles in, even if they're struggle miles.
Yep,
when that fall race comes, I'm going to feel so much faster starting mm-hmm. out in the morning in yep, a cool, morning, weather, cool weather, you know?
Yep.
And so it's just, I seen something on the Book of Faces yesterday, as Kyle would say, that said, push yourself to the limits because nobody else is going to. And I think that's really important, especially if you're training and you have a goal in mind. You have to push yourself. You're not going to be perfect all the time.
Right,
but
yeah.
Just stay consistent and give yourself a little grace. So that's definitely the keys for me. I mean, I try to give myself as much grace as possible. Lord knows I need it. But but yeah, just staying consistent and keeping the miles going, you know. And then pushing yourself when you can. Last night, at the midnight run, I was dead after the half marathon yesterday. Just completely gassed, you know, and... I went out there, I was like, I didn't even want to do the 10K. I was thinking about dropping to the 5K. And I got out there on the course, and I was running pretty good. I said, we're just going to push this as far as we can. We're going to, until something gives, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I ended up
yeah.
running my first sub-hour 10K.
That's so. Big, man. That's big, bro. Yeah. 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 So, any final thoughts for you on this Sunday here as we get into, about to enter a new week? This won't come out until Thursday, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you know, our good friend Scott Green, he said some stuff before he passed, and it sticks with me all the time, and I say it to myself all the time, and it's, don't take yourself too serious, because life is too short. As we both talked about, this year's just flown by. Time flies by. Your life will fly by you if you don't just stay present and try to focus on what's going on right now. So don't take yourself too seriously. Have as much fun as you can, and then love. So,
and that's, we're gonna end it just like that. That's a perfect way to end this special guest edition of the EG3 original EG3 podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. Big thanks to Cody Dyke for joining me on this special guest episode here. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Remember, the EG3 podcast, you can find it wherever you get your favorite podcast, whether that's from Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you get your podcast there. We'll be back again next week, of course. The Tuesday episode, by the time you listen to this, should be already out. So I already recorded two of these already today. So they'll be going out this week, and they should be out there in your Spotify, iTunes. So until then, Eddie Greer III here from KC, Missouri. We will talk to you next time on the EG3 podcast.
Peace.